Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday, March 26, 2024 City Council meeting. And I'm wearing the shirt for St. Patrick's because I was not at the last meeting, and they didn't arrive till the day before or the week before. Anyway, nonetheless, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic in which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, now, roll call, please, by the clerk.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Clocher.
Yes.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. I have no amendments to the agenda. We have no presentations, correct?
Correct.
Any public hearings? No. Any citizens wanting to comment on the items on the agenda? No? Okay. Anyone over here? No. Now we have the all-important consent agenda. We have the minutes from March 12th. Bill payments totaling $1,390,094.93. Public Works 2423 Road to Better Roads Construction Engineering Agreement. PW 2426 2024 Water Main Replacement Contract A Construction Engineering Agreement. 2024-27 Resolution authorizing the execution of certain contracts for rock salt purchases. 2428 Resolution approving an IGA between the United City of Yorkville and Bristol Township. And that's, we're swapping a couple pieces of pavement that need to be paved. Treasurer's Report for February 2024, the all-important Treasurer's Report. Correct, Rob?
That's right, Mayor.
All important.
Thank you. And we have Admin 2413, the Water, Sewer, and Road Infrastructure Fee Renewal. And we are keeping these the same as last year. And we have the 2414 FY25 Travel Authorizations for Elected Officials. Do I have a motion and a second to approve?
So moved.
Tarulis, Merrick, very nice. No questions or comments, Mr. Funkhauser, sorry. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Yes.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Oh, did I not turn it on? I thought you were going to gavel. Reaching for the gavel. Man, I can't believe I'm turning it on. Okay, well, motion carries. Okay. Page two. Mayor's report. Well, before I forget, everyone, have a happy Easter. If you celebrate Easter, and if you don't, have a happy Sunday anyway. It's the last day of March. So it'll be a good weekend. Now we have a mayor's report. We have the appointment to the library board. It's in your packet, Wendy Getz. I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Soling and Transier. Discussion. Roll call.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. Next, we have the ordinance approving the 24-25 fiscal budget for the United City of Yorkville. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I heard Transier, and we'll call Clocher. We've had discussion this a couple times. Any discussion tonight? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now, Bart, you're probably ready to say something on that, weren't you?
Sure.
So, if not, I will. The one thing, it's in here, we have the numbers in here as far as the total dollars, but we will bring back water rates. We need to vote in water rates for next year. He'll have some different suggestions, scenarios. We can discuss that, but we need to just make sure those rates match up to what we have in the budget. Is that what you wanted to say?
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you all for your support. I know the staff is very pleased with your support. They may not like me, but they like you, so thank you. Okay. Next, we have item 2420, a resolution expressing official intent regarding certain capital expenditures to be reimbursed from proceeds of water revenue and or general obligation alternate revenue bonds to be issued by the United City of Yorkville. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Funkhauser?
Second.
I think I heard a second over here. Who did I hear that from? Rusty. Okay, excellent. I just could hear it over there. Okay, Rob or Bart, who's going to explain that?
I'll defer to Rob, actually, if you want to jump in.
Yeah, sure. This is the bond reimbursement resolution. It's the exact same thing we did when we issued the City Hall bonds a couple of years ago. It's the first step in the bond issuance process. It just allows us to reimburse ourselves from future bond proceeds. As noted in the budget, we're planning on issuing some bonds in 2024 to mitigate any cash flow needs stemming from the DuPage Water Commission, or if there's any delay in the closing on Lithia. Plus, these bond proceeds will count towards the 20% match that we'll have to do for the Wifia loan. So again, this is the first step in the process. Doesn't obligate us to do anything. It just allows us to reimburse ourselves from future bond proceeds for any costs that we incur from now until when we issue the bonds.
Questions or comments? None? Matt, do you have any more mints?
I don't.
This one's almost gone. It's pretty tasty. Okay, roll call, please.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Tim, I don't know. Tim's out there. Tim?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, you had to show your face.
That's okay.
Do you want to comment on the St. Patrick's events? They seem like they had great turnouts. Any comments you want to offer?
I just want to appreciate everyone that came out and supported the St. Patrick's Day activities this year. The weather cooperated for the most part, and we seem to have an outstanding turnout for an event that just continues to grow year after year. So thank you very much.
Aaron Gobra, right? There we go.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, that is the end of my first mayor's report. Oh, we have a PW report that's got multiple items. Let's roll with that.
Okay, first item is 2024 Road to Better Roads contract award. It's a motion to accept the bid and award contract to Deconstruction Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $1,382,442.77 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
That was Merrick. Any discussion on this? Came in slightly under our engineer's estimate, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so it's awesome. No discussion, roll call please.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Get a little choked up passing that there, Dan?
I did. You see all the work in my ward they're gonna be doing on these roads? It's touching.
You're bringing home the bacon, Danny. Ken, continue, please.
Okay. 2024 Asphalt Rejuvenation Contract Award. A motion to accept the bid and award contract to Corrective Asphalt Materials, LLC, in an amount to not exceed $82,748.25 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Soling, excellent. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, item three, 2024 Water Main Replacement Contract A Contract Award. A motion to accept the bid and award contract to Connolly Excavation Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $312,286.15 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second, anyone?
Second.
Transier, discussion, roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, next slide. EEI hourly rates. A motion to approve Engineering Enterprises Incorporated hourly rates as specified in the 2024 standard schedule of charges.
There's second. Merrick, discussion, roll call.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And lastly, Rob Roy Drainage Ditch, additional work. A motion to approve a quote from Homer Tree Services Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $50,000 for additional work on the Rob Roy Drainage Ditch and authorize the mayor to execute.
Mayor.
Okay.
Second, anyone?
Second.
Let's see. Eric, you want to explain this one quickly, please?
Sure. This is a little additional work after we got done, or getting done with the initial phase of cutting the trees out of that creek line. It was noticed that on the back side of the slope, there were many trees that were sticking out, you know, 40, 50, 80 feet into what can be farmland. So this just takes those stumps, grinds them down so they can reclaim that land to use as farmland, but nothing on the end slopes or right up on the top of the bank. So we still hold it together and don't allow erosion.
Questions? Chris? No? Okay. Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Present.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Eric did have some excellent artwork that he drew for us on the dry erase board too. That was pretty good. So.
Picasso.
More Dali than Picasso. More,
yeah. Like a Dalai Lama?
Possibly. He erased it. We'll never know.
Ken, anything else?
Nope, that would be it.
You did a nice job. Okay. EDC, anything from EDC?
No report.
Public safety?
No report.
Ooh, we have some admin stuff. Who wants to take over?
You have one. Yeah, I have one.
Stuff. One, yeah, stuff. One stuff.
I gave you another one. Yeah, so. I do have one, though. That is ADM 2024-12, which is a health insurance proposal. A motion to approve a contract for renewal of existing HMO and PPO plans with Blue Cross Blue Shield to approve a contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield for a dental plan, to approve a contract with Dearborn National, BCBS, for a vision plan, to approve a contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield for life and AD&D plans, and to authorize non-union employee contribution percentages in the amount of 10.5% for HMO coverage and 12.5% for PPO coverage, and with union employee contribution rates in the amount as authorized by the Police Department and Public Works Union contract.
Is there a second?
Second.
Koch. Bart, that came in under 6%, correct?
It did.
Very nice. And it's crazy that I think a less than 6% increase for health insurance is good, but it's good.
Yep.
That's what it is. So, excellent. Any discussion, comments? Roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. Anything else?
The report.
Nothing? Okay. Park Board, Timothy?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Well, that's pretty impressive. You spoke, but your thing is showing that you're muted. Pretty impressive.
Somehow, I think I'm... Our Zoom thing, I think I use it for Park Board meetings, so I'm under the city of Yorkville, so I'm trying to be careful not to mess anything up.
Oh, that's pretty crazy. Okay, thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission. Well, that's back to me. Okay, we have PZC 2024-06, and I see Christie's out there, very nice, and EDC 2024-18, an ordinance approving an amendment to the Yorkville Unified Ordinance Development regarding alternative, energy use standards, solar farms. Christie, we approved this, what, in November, December, and now we have an amendment already, huh?
Yes, that's common.
Excellent. So you want to just give me, let me get a motion in a second. Is there a motion in a second? Rusty? Oh, Plocher. I saw somebody over there. Is there a second? Mayor?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. So, kind of, you know, pull like teeth, but okay, Christy, go ahead.
Okay, aside from some proposed grammatical errors that we found that we're revising and clarifications on some terms that we had in the UDO for alternative energy system solar, we are proposing a 1,000-foot buffer from major roadways which are classified in the comprehensive plan, and the 1,000-foot buffer from the Fox River. These buffers are the distance between the nearest solar panel or array to these features, to the shoreline of the Fox River and to the back of curb for roadway. These were discussions at EDC that resulted in the text amendments that are being proposed. There was also a recommendation at EDC to cap the number of solar developments at 5, but the city attorney provided an opinion that may be a potential arbitrary number that could cause a challenge in the future. And so that we did not include that as one of the recommendations presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval. So if you have any questions, I'm available.
Questions? Comments? This went through the committees, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transair?
Aye.
Solling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you all very much. Christy, thank you. Very nice. Okay. Anything else from the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Nothing else.
And did our newest member, was he able to attend?
He was.
That helped to get a quorum then. Good.
It did.
Okay. City Council report? Now, don't get too excited. We do have executive session. City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports. Mr. Funkhauser.
I just want to convey one item from the CVB. So we have our Go Guide, which is our brochure that's, you know, published every year. We circulate approximately 24,000 copies of that throughout the Midwest and sometimes even further than that. This year, we actually did win the Excellence in Tourism Award for Best Printed Collateral. So it's a very high standard of award that we received. We also received a very nice wooden paddle, is what I can best describe it as. So it's at the Governor's Conference, it's something that you try to strive for excellence and see if we can achieve it with that.
Very nice. Thank you. And who knows, maybe we'll be kicking more money towards that in the next couple of years if things keep happening. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Any other liaison or community reports?
I got one there.
Thank you.
So the Yorkville Educational Foundation has our premier Fostering Our Future event on the 3rd of April coming up here. I just want to acknowledge there are a lot of businesses, small and some larger ones, that make this possible every year by their sponsorship donations. City happens to be one of those. When our president, Leslie Smoker, reached out, so appreciate the city as well. It's going to be a great event. Our Facebook page, where you can see all of the nominees this year, which are staff members, support staff members, and then community members that engage with the district, are at Yorkville 115 Educational Foundation. That's our Facebook page.
Very nice.
We had record for nominations again this year with over 160. So every year is more reading than the last, it turns out. It's good when it's an Ashgrove Foundation.
Excellent. Other liaison reports? Or community reports. They don't have to be liaison. Okay. Staff report.
No further reports.
Page 3, as Paul Harvey would say. Mayor's report continued. City building updates.
I don't have anything specific. If anybody has questions about the public works facility follow-ups, happy to take them.
Okay. Water study update.
The same.
Same. Very nice. Additional business. None for me. Citizen comments? We do have executive session. So for those of you who are in the audience, we will have nothing after executive session. Are you all here for school? Lynn, you too? Mike, are you here for school? Social studies or something? Perfect. If you want me to speak to your students, let me know. Do you have any questions at all? This is not normal, but since you're here trying to learn, it's kind of boring tonight, but it's pretty quick for you all. You could go home and do, like, study Spanish or play the violin or whatever you do. German, French, I don't know. Biology, I was never good at that. Okay, well, thank you all for attending. We will be going to executive session. So, I am looking for a motion to go in the executive session. Oh, for all these, not just those. For the following multiple items. For litigation, when an act against affecting on behalf of the public body is imminent or has been filed. For the appointment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees, including, now that's something else. For collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees, for the purchase or lease of real property, for the use of the public body, for the setting of sale price, property owned by the public body, for the discussion of minutes. I know you've all been waiting to review the minutes. Is there a motion and a second?
So,
second.
Oh, I heard Coke, American Coke. Okay, this requires a roll call per state statute. Please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. Have a great Easter. Call in favor.
Aye.
Thank you very much. At 7:50 p.m., 7:51, wherever you pick your home, 7:51.